It's Magic's Morning Mashup, and joining me in the studio is Ivy. Now, Ivy, you're from Made Up by Ivy, and you are
the EP's go-to man.
You got into makeup for a bit of a personal reason, I suppose you could say, to an extent. Hey.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. I've always known I wanted to be a makeup artist since I was very little.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always just seen beauty in makeup and what it can do for people. And I think I've also just thought that everyone is beautiful and I'm quite arty.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe at a young age, I guess was in an accident that caused me to have a physical scar.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just looked at life differently.
Okay.
And just got obsessed with trying to cover that up, my scarring, and going from there, I guess.
So it's essentially set you on a path, and it's sort of become almost a mantra, not only of your business, but of your personal life as well, of bringing out your inner beauty.
Yes.
Which is, I think, hugely powerful. And now, so I hope you don't mind, but your story, as a child, you were burnt.
Yes. At two. Okay. I was 2 years old, and my dad's a farmer.
Yep.
So we have a truck, and I guess he put me in the truck as dads would do, because I'd follow my dad everywhere I went. What you doing, Dad?
Yep.
I was right behind him, and so I know he would have just put me up on the truck to take a little break.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
I would have gone through his toolbox and found a box of matches. I guess I can't really say what happened to me because I don't remember.
Well, you were two.
I was two.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not a story that I'd like to bring up with my parents and ask them in detail.
Mm.
But I do know that my dress was a flammable dress. It had one of those red tags on the back
mm-hmm.
that you see on most children's pajamas. Back then, that was on all of our clothes because all of our clothes were flammable.
Mm.
So I guess I lit a match and my dress caught on fire and it burnt nearly 30% of my body. My dad found me and he literally told me he threw me under the tap
mm-hmm.
and the rest is history. And I really don't remember. I actually don't have any trauma about it because there's no memory. My trauma comes from how my parents would have seen me and dealt with me being in hospital for months and months and just being by my side and having people look at me with sadness. And I guess seeing that, that's my vision of the world. It's not what I see in the mirror.
Yeah.
It's how people look at me.
It's that perception, I suppose, which is such a powerful thing, be it for good or for negative. And I suppose that's where, in some regards, your ideal around inner beauty is to go, I'm not defined by how I look, but I can make sure that how you want to be perceived by how you look can be achieved.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
That's right. If you feel good, then you'll look good with or without makeup. And I see people feeling good all the time. And I just want to bring that out in them daily, hourly.
Yeah.
I do it every minute of the day.
That's so cool.
I think I'd love my dream is to have a bus and just ride around Lincoln and just grab people and go, let's paint
I
your inner
beauty
today.
I hope the police are not listening right now because they're like, is she just saying she's going to put them into a bus? What's going on?
But it could happen.
At the end of the day, it's all about encouraging people to be themselves and to really embrace them.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Embrace your uniqueness, because my look is very unique.
Mm.
No one else is burnt like I am. And it's quite obvious. You can see it. I can cover it up with clothes, but on my face, it's very visible.
Mm.
And that's me. And I think if I walked around feeling sorry for myself or, you know, blaming someone for it, my whole look would be down and I definitely would not be able to see the beauty in others. I couldn't see it in myself. It's an experience I don't wish on anyone, but I would never take it back for myself.
Is that where as well a lot of the passion and bringing awareness as well comes from? Because you are really passionate about burn safety and burns awareness to help not only kids, but as you say, parents. The motivation for you because of the trauma that your parents went through, which has then flowed through, like that's sort of the motivation, I suppose?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you grow up with a physical scarring, you weren't born with it. You think you were born with it. So for me, seeing scars is just who I am. Mm. And a few years ago, someone asked me to tell my story. And it wasn't until I thought about everyone around me, my parents finding me, feeling guilty that it happened to me. And they'll probably no doubt very saddened by it and maybe, you know, caused a bit of depression in my parents, or, you know, to see their child have this problem, burden, or, you know, I had to dress myself in bandages daily, change them daily, and for years change them weekly, go through primary school. And lucky for me, I wasn't bullied, and I owe it to my parents for being so supportive. But now being a parent, I can see that my parents would have struggled so much. And that's where my awareness comes from, is to be aware. You don't want this to happen to your child, no doubt. What it would happen to you as a parent if this happened to your child in your care. And there's ways to prevent this, very easy ways to prevent this. Yeah, it's an awareness more for parents, for me, because I feel my parents' pain, which is hard because I don't feel pain. I'm very happy.
If anything, you've actually turned it around and you've gone, you know what, I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this to my advantage. That's really inspiring. And I think it's the opposite to how people would necessarily perceive and assume how the years would sort of flow, I suppose. Because it's like, oh, wow, she's a legend.
Well, thank you. My response is always, no way. It's who I am now. I couldn't imagine myself without scars. And who knows who I'd be? I mean, maybe, you know, I'd be on Broadway instead of behind the scenes doing the makeup, maybe. But I've created something beautiful in my career. And it's something I love to do, is just paint people's inner beauty, their inner soul. And that's truly beautiful. No matter what you look like on the outside, it's a daily thing of what can we create
to make you be you.
Yeah. And let's show everyone who you truly are, and from inside, and hope that they feel it. They feel beautiful. And you don't actually look at yourself in the mirror daily. People look at you.
Yeah.
So you're constantly thinking about what that person thinks of you, where it's more like if you go out and project what you think of yourself, people see that.
I like that, Ivy. Thanks so much for taking some time and having a chat and telling your story as well, because I think it's a deeply personal thing, but it helps lift the curtain, I suppose you could say, on where your passion comes from and a bit of insight as to where your drive comes from as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you are driven to make sure that people really can showcase their inner beauty, which is cool. Like that's a nice feeling.